Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Madeline Hora, 4-H member and Washington County Fair Queen, about HEART and 4-H.
4-H is a really big part, not just in my life, but in others as well, and it's a really big deal to me. It really has made a big impact on my life, from just starting 4-H and helping other kids getting involved in 4-H to being known as the 2013 Washington County Fair Queen. And 4-H has helped me do some of the things that I thought I would never do in life. And that's really a big deal, and other people notice that as well, especially when you're getting interviewed for colleges and stuff, and they can tell that you are involved in 4-H by not just by how much you do, but how you communicate with others and how you are involved. And they can just see the difference of the personality of a 4-H member compared to somebody else.
And would you say the 4-H heart aspect has to do with helping others or showing some gratitude for others?
Yes, that's basically the main part with heart, is the community service aspect and getting involved with other people. With 4-H, we do community service projects in my club, and then we do them all over the state. At State 4-H Conference, which is in the June every single year, State 4-H Council members help plan this event. And we help all around Iowa with community service projects, such as like mulching or going to like a care center and helping out. And it really makes a big difference, not just to help other people, but to spread the word around with 4-H. And that's what I try to do as Washington County Fair Queen as well, is I want to try to help other people and let them know that I got this honor to help make a difference, not just for me, but for other people as well.
And what are some of the community service projects you've been a part of here in Washington County?
Here in Washington County, my 4-H club helps with HACAP every single year. We also help around the fairgrounds, especially. I help with some of the food booths at the Washington County Fair. At the state level, like I said, we help around all around Iowa with either like mulching or just simple tasks that they want us to do. And basically, whenever somebody needs help with something, they usually ask the 4-H members first, because they know that we're diligent and we'll get the job done if they need us to do anything.
What do you feel you've learned from this aspect of 4-H?
I've learned a lot from 4-H. I've learned not just how to do a task either, like with your 4-H projects, but how to make me become a better person, and it has helped with my communication skills and such. And that is the reason that why I was chosen as Washington County Fair Queen, was because I have learned so much from 4-H and have gotten to my highest potential and have received this honor because of everything that I've learned. And it's been a really big honor for me, and I want to continue trying to learn in 4-H as much as I can, because I know that it's going to help me learn towards other things in the future.
Is this your final year in 4-H?
Yes, this is my senior year in 4-H. I'm a 9-year-old member, and I have been involved in 3 different 4-H groups and do almost every single project. I do the communications program, the clothing promotion, the food nutrition, self-determined, home improvement, child development, and photography. And I also did swine for a little while, but I like working with the music programs as well, and try to stretch out the clothing and music, especially in 4-H, because those are topics that not a lot of 4-Hers do anymore, and I want to try to stretch some of the activities that aren't as popular anymore in the 4-H program.
And as a senior member of 4-H, do you help any of the younger members or help recruit potential members?
Yes. This past year, I was the president of the Jackson Jets 4-H Club, and I try to get the younger 4-H members, especially in my club, to help get involved more in the program and to help become strong leaders like the senior 4-Hers are that I know. I also do a lot in the county council when we go out and help with little kids, with helping the fourth graders join 4-H and 4-H Roundup, or just going around the fair and talking to people. I got to do that a lot, being Washington County Fair Queen and just talking to kids about 4-H and stuff. And it's really important to them, because they think that it's a big deal and that it helps them get to want to join too. I help families join the 4-H program after talking to schools and stuff about being a member in 4-H and about how big of a deal it is. So, yeah, I help a lot with the younger 4-H members, but I also help with the older 4-H members as well, as we help each other try to grow in our leadership performance. And that's what we strive to do as 4-Hers.
Being a senior, have you decided what you're going to do after you graduate?
Yes, I am majoring in music education at Iowa State, and I plan to do an emphasis on piano, and I am undecided on doing collegiate 4-H this next year or not.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Madeline Hora, 4-H member and Washington County Fair Queen, about 4-H. I'm Sally Hartz with KCII News.